Good morning, this is Luanne Maureen and welcome to the Goddess on Purpose podcast. Today I want to talk about being triggered. I know, it's that old thing that we don't want to actually admit that we're being triggered, but we actually can't help ourselves sometimes unless we are totally, fully conscious about it. And I only know a very few handful of people who will actually know when they've been triggered, So I just want to tell you a little bit of a story. So this morning, my beautiful daughter came downstairs and we had this conversation and the weather was turning quite cold. Now, she spends half of her time with me and half of her time at her father's place, and sometimes clothing gets left behind. And luckily, we don't live too far away from each other, but it still is a bit of a hassle when you have to go and pick things up. And knowing the kids, they know that themselves. So we will go over once a week and pick everything up, and hopefully we haven't forgotten anything. But sometimes we do. So today she had forgotten her coat for school. And she came downstairs, and what happened, the conversation that happened, was something I was quite not proud of, let's just say. So she came downstairs and she said, "I don't have my jacket, it's cold outside." And I said, "Let's go and get it from your father's," but he wasn't home, so we couldn't go there. And next minute, these tears started to roll down her cheeks. So from a triggering point of view, when somebody, now I know I'm conscious about this, but I wasn't conscious when it happened to me just before. So she's got tears coming down her face and she's kind of got this sullen look over it. And to me, I was triggered to think, well, it's not my fault. You left your coat there. We can't get it. It's impossible. There's no sense in crying about it. We've just got to move on. Instead of the better option would have been, "I know you're sad. We can't do anything about it. We'll get it after school," and just let her process whatever emotion. But I was triggered because when I see somebody upset, and especially your daughter or your son, right? And admittedly, they're going through their teenage years. So I'm just still questioning, well, which part is it? Is she just going being a teenager? And which part was my trigger? But I will own that I was triggered because when something happens in the past when she's being like this, I get triggered into go, well, how can I help you? And then if she's giving me the cold shoulder, then I will just either shut down or I will get angry and start to kind of argue back with her, kind of reason with her and say, well, it wasn't my fault. Well, at no stage did she ever say it was my fault. She was just having a moment. But because my patterns, and this is not her, we didn't build this pattern up together. This is a trigger that was formed probably when I was 7 or 14 years old. So I've probably seen somebody, normally an adult, probably a parent or somebody who was taking care of me, when they got sad or angry, for some reason in my head, as a little 7-year-old, I've thought, oh my God, this is my fault. I made them sad. I made them angry. And so there's that fight or flight response that comes on as a 7-year-old that goes, I'm either out of here, I'm getting out of their way because I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know if I can trust this caretaker if they're having this moment. Or I was actually physically yelled at and made to feel put down, again, when it wasn't my fault. So this is the thing with triggers. If you're not conscious of them, you just carry them on with you until you are 30, 40, 50, 60, whenever, until you consciously. So fast forward to this morning, I actually realized what I'd done because there was a little bit of she stormed upstairs and she said, "Well, I didn't say it was your fault," and oh my goodness. Anyway, I did feel bad. So I got her in the car and on the way to school, I just said, "Look, honey, I'm really sorry. I really apologize for what I did. I actually got triggered. And I know it wasn't your fault. It was something that I did, and I really apologize." So even saying, setting up that conversation, and she was sitting next to me, she still didn't really want to talk to me, but I could see it go in. And then I actually said to her, look, if this happens again, and I will try it not to happen again, what could you do? What could you say to me? Or what could I do? Like, should I walk away? And just, you know, if you're crying and I get triggered, should I just walk away? Or do you want me to give you a hug? And she kind of wasn't in the mood to actually say anything. So I had to let her process that. So I let her off at school, and I'm sure she's going to be fine when she comes back, knowing that I've probably triggered her, you know, for the future. So, oh, we all need some kind of therapy, and I'm actually serious about that. We need to clear these things. So I just wanted to talk to you about these triggers, and are you conscious about them, and where they come from, and how to move through them and repattern them. There's all kinds of techniques that you can use. So that's my podcast today, all about triggers, and I hope you have an amazing day. Please leave some feedback wherever you're listening to this podcast with me, or you can share it as well. Okay, many, many blessings. Bye for now.